Hey, this is Andrew Short, first ever Pulp podcast. We have Justin Barsha and your host, Steve Mathis. And the entertainment of the week in the motocross industry was the Barsha, Beaker, Mathis, Twitter Will fight. Oh, yeah, Will Hahn, sorry. But, yeah, Hahn just got kind of bitter. I love Wilbur. But I can't believe you two are standing next to each other, not kicking each other in the nuts. So we'll start with Barsha because he killed it today on the track. So what was the highlight of your day, talking to Mathis or just ripping your 450?
Right now is the highlight of my day, I think, because we had a pretty gnarly, intense little brawl on the internet, and we caused some drama, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Did we all? Or
here's the thing.
Where do I stand?
Here's the thing. You started it.
I did start it, so I'm the scumbag.
And here's another thing. I said you could win. I, like, complimented you.
I know.
But then it went sideways.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Right. And then I became a joke.
Yeah, you're not a joke. I mean, well, no. I'm just kidding. You know how it is.
No, I'm good with it. I'm always good with it. No problem.
I thought we had fun.
Is Beaker good with it?
That I don't know if Beaker's.
No, Beaks. Yeah. I talked to Beaks today. Beaks is okay. Wilbur, we'll get Wilbur back one of these days. Just tell him, me and Wilbur have this inside joke. We go out, back out behind the semi, smoke a cigarette, and go out and do our moto.
Right.
It's all a big joke, but yeah. Well, all three of us will go behind the semi, have a quick smoke for the moto, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, no, dude. Whatever I got to do. No, I never took it. I wasn't mad. I was mad at Beaks.
Dude,
I was mad at Beaks.
Hey, what? Hey, I haven't read one of those interviews in a while, and I read the whole thing, and it was good. You're a great journalist.
Thank you very much. Let's talk about today. Okay. Dude, wow, what a debut. Couldn't get much better, right? I mean, guess you could have won, but for reals, it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good day. I was pretty happy with how the day went, besides for a little dungy incident. But besides for that, it was fun. Oh, my God, look who's walking behind us.
Yes!
Woo!
It's Beaks.
So, yes, the day was good, and Beaks is here. We got big three-way hug.
Come on, right now.
Okay, here. Beaker, how fired up were you at Mathis this week? Were you just, like, literally hitting the computer screen?
Honestly, I haven't read it because I know it will
fire. Whatever.
So I haven't read it. But we weren't trying to blackball you.
No,
We weren't trying to blackball you.
We weren't, but Beaker was.
I was not. I was, like, saying, hey.
He's like, man, I really messed up on my words.
Beaker just loves his guys, and you're trying to be a professional journalist. And Barsha, he's just, I don't know.
Triple B, come on.
Yeah, you are crazy. How many times did you get flipped off today by the old 450 guy?
Yes.
I heard it wasn't on purpose, though.
Yeah, today was quite a wild day for the first 450 race. I don't know. I can never just control myself, I guess.
That's racing. It's not like you don't do it on purpose. It's just like.
I think, like, this guy,
he's a real jerk
when he's done racing.
Oh, because I love this stuff.
He's great. Shorty's great.
All right, we're in it.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, let's quickly wrap this up. But great day, right? I mean, surpassed your expectations, or did you were confident you could do that?
No, man, I really didn't have expectations coming in. Just wanted to be top 10, and like everyone on the team said, they'll be happy with, you know, just for me to have fun and be safe and finish out the whole season. So today was awesome for the whole Honda team, and just pumped that the whole Geico Honda team also let me come do this. It's a great opportunity for me, and definitely going to learn a lot the rest of the season.
Dude, it seems like you smooth out with the bigger bike, right?
No, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me, but I think it's going to kind of hone my skills a little bit when I get back on the 250F. I don't know. I feel like thinking all day about it, I feel like the 450 just is a lot faster of a bike. I don't have to ride it as hard. And my 250, I override it a little. So I think it's gonna help me a lot.
All right, let's talk about the thing with Dungy. I didn't see it on video. Or do you not want to talk about it?
No, we can talk about it.
Like, you guys came together.
Don't be a joke right now.
No, you guys came together. You went down. And then I guess he was a little pissed.
Yeah, I mean, why would I want to get landed on? You know what I'm saying? He swept that outside really fast, and there's a lap in the line I wanted to go to, and it came over, and that's what happened, and tried to say sorry, and I can't say what he said to me, so it wasn't cool, and press conference he was kind of, I guess, not being the nicest person either, but it's no big deal to me. It's racing. That's what we do, race, and I'm not going to make any drama about it.
What we can do is get Shorty back in here and talk to him about entering a Supercross series when a title chase is going on, because Chad Reed in 2004 wanted to beat the crap out of him. because he was in the title chase. Shorty got a whole shot, took him down. Same thing, I think. Just a little mad that, you know, you're not in this chase, and it's just racing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had no expectations to come out here and get on the podium, and I did. And you know, I'm just out here racing. I'm not here to block or do anything like that. So just having fun.
All right. Well, good job. And cool. Yeah, we're cool.
We're cool.
All right.